Hello and welcome to the Doctor Who podcast for the week of January 27th, 2007. I'm your host, Luke Manning, and this is episode 19 of the Doctor Who podcast. This show is going to be a little different. I'm just going to be giving you the news. We'll bring you more news and a review next week, which will be the planned Mark of the Rani DVD review. But I only have enough time to give you the news this week. So here's a big batch of news from the BBC Doctor Who website. Some New Beginnings. Here's a review for the New Beginnings DVD box set, which is out in 2 days. New Beginnings is a box set of classic series stories that reintroduce the Master and sees Tom Baker's long-running Doctor regenerate into Peter Davidson. DVD extras form a tribute to Tom Baker and also to the late Anthony Ainley, who played the new version of the Master. Surprisingly, Ainley still manages to contribute a commentary to one of the stories recorded before his death in 2004. It's an eerie listen, but for a character that had a surprisingly knack for resurrection, perhaps that's only fitting. The stories themselves are a worthy, if wordy, bunch. Under producer John Nathan Turner, it was certainly a high concept and high gloss period for the show. The sets and costumes are often astonishing, from the Art Nouveau grandeur of the Court of Trakan through to the brain-like districts of Logopolis and onto the dimensionally scrambling simplicity of Castrovalva. The cast rise to the challenge of seeing out the old and embracing the new. Tom Baker has toned down his boggle-eyed madness to a funereal grimness by now, probably because nobody was putting up much of a fight to keep him when he announced he was quitting, whilst Peter Davison mixes fragility with bemusement as his Doctor unravels both mentally and physically. Ainley is at his darkest and genocidal best here, with new companion Janet Fielding's ferociously and feisty Tegan making a big impact too. Sarah Sutton's more conventional new comparison, Nyssa, slips into the show rather quietly by comparison, but points to her for being cast as a regular purely on the strength of her guest role. And then there's Adric. Anyway, moving on. The impressive features range from chats with Peter Davison, the writers and directors, a piece on the increasingly overcrowded TARDIS, and a magnificent examination of Tom's final months on the show. It's particularly lovely to see Tom really opening up for a change, as he often makes light of his contribution to Doctor Who when performing for the cameras. You also get a clutch of cast appearances on the shows of the time. For music fans, the scores of each story on isolated audio tracks, an eagerly awaited release that's hard to fault on any level. The next piece of news is an exhibition expansion. Props and costumes coming to new locations soon. Two new Doctor Who exhibitions are set to join the displays at Cardiff and Blackpool this spring. The largest ever Doctor Who expedition will open at Manchester's Museum of Science and Industry on the 31st of March 2007, whilst another will launch at Britain's most southerly point, Land's End, this Easter. The exhibitions will feature new items from The Runaway Bride in addition to creatures and gadgets from the first two series of the show, recently seen at a temporary exhibition at the spaceport Merseyside. And you can find the link on give me a sec, I'll find it for you. DoctorWhoExhibition.com, basically, DoctorWhoExpedition.com. Now, the next piece of news up for you, we see Helen Rayner revealed as Helen discusses Dalek Dilemma in the Doctor Who magazine. Helen Rayner has been discussing the highlights of being first a script editor and now the writer on Doctor Who, including the time she received an offer she really couldn't refuse. There was this hilarious day where Julie Gardner came over and said, "Would you mind coming in for a chat with me and Russell? She reveals the new issue of the Doctor Who magazine." I went in frantically worrying if I'd made some terrible mistake. And then they started saying, "Have a think about it, but do you fancy having a go at a two-part Doctor Who?" I had nothing to say apart from, "Please can I go home and think about it, because I'm slightly in shock." And they were very calm and said, "Of course, off you go. We'll completely understand if you say no." And then Russell evilly said, "It's Daleks, and it's 1930s New York. Just so you know." I paced about the kitchen at home. And around midnight, when I'd done enough pacing, I thought, "Well, of course, I'm going to say yes. The only reason I'm thinking of not doing it is I'm scared it will be rubbish. I'll be rubbish at it." Helen Rayner speaking. "I'd rather try it and make a pig's ear of it than not do it and wonder what it might have been." So I emailed Russell and Julie and said, "Of course I'm going to do it." Other highlights in this issue include the incredible story behind the unmade motion picture Doctor Who Meets Scratch Man, with an insightful comments from writers Tom Baker and Ian Marta, who were both played in Doctor Who during Tom Baker's first part of his tenure as the Doctor, as well as full and detailed plot synopsis and some beautiful new illustrations from artist Brian Williamson. It's a tale of killer scarecrows and a giant game of pinball, Daleks, and Vincent Price. The Fact of Fiction uncovers a Fourth Doctor classic image of Fendal. Russell T. Davies goes for a 3 a.m. walk around Carvis Bay in production notes, plus comic strips and all the latest news, views and reviews. Doctor Who Magazine issue number 379 is on sale from Thursday, February 1st, 2006, priced $3.99. Talking heads are top. Cyberman Helmet voted Toy of the Year. The Toy Retailers Association have awarded the Cyberman Voice Changer Helmet the prestigious Toy Title of the Year. The Doctor Who Action Figures also won the Top Toy of Boys Award. The winning toys are part of the award-winning Doctor Who range developed by the Character Group. Over 1.7 million action figures have been sold in 2006 alone. Character revealed that a figure of new companion Martha and an updated version of the Doctor are due out later in the year. Doctor Who action figures also won the top for boys. I thought it would have been girls. Because, you know, David Tennant, girls. A Night on Doctor Who. Sir Derek Jacobi joins cast to save humanity. Sir Derek Jacobi is to guest star in Series 3 of Doctor Who. Back in 2003, Sir Derek appeared in the online animated adventure Scream of the Shalka, in which David Tennant featured briefly. According to the production team, Jacobi will play the Professor, a character caught up in a desperate bid to save the human race, in an episode of the upcoming series. The 68-year-old actor, who was knighted in 1994, is perhaps the best remembered for his role in the acclaimed BBC drama series I, Claudius, as well as being founding member of the National Theatre. His film roles have included parts in The Day of the Jekyll, Odessa File, and Gladiator. And finally, Who's a Toon? Animated adventure for the Doctor and Martha. Doctor Who and Martha are about to step into a new dimension, a cartoon one. David Tennant and Freema Agyeman will star in The Infinite Quest, a 13-part animated adventure that will run weekly in the second series of Totally Doctor Who. The Doctor and Martha will follow a trail of clues across wild and wonderful alien worlds to find the location of the legendary lost spaceship, the Infinite, revealed Russell T. Davies. Anthony Head, who played the evil headmaster Mr. Finch in last season's school reunion, will guest star as a new character, Baltazar, Scourge of the Galaxy. Freema, in particular, was thrilled to be taking Doctor Who into a whole new world of possibilities. "I didn't think my Doctor Who experience could get any more thrilling, but I was absolutely blown away when they approached me about the new animation series. The prospect of becoming a cartoon character was both exciting and also a bit nerve-wracking, as it was the first time I'd been asked to do voiceover work, she said. But I needn't worry. My first session involved being in a small recording room with David, Anthony Head, and Toby Longworth, and all of us falling about with laughter as we tried to imagine the movements of cartoon characters and how mad it all seemed. It was such a fun experience, and now I can't wait to see how it all works. The Infinite Quest is written by Alan Barnes and directed by Gary Russell. Spectacular animation will be created by Firestep, the creative team behind previous Doctor Who animated adventures for the BBC. Thanks to developments in animation and computer technology, expect some amazing advances on previous animations. That does it for the news and the show for you this week. So until next week, I'll see ya.